This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You've surely noticed, standing in line at the grocery store, or pretty much anywhere really, that there's a whole bunch of different ways to pay for whatever it is you're buying. Cash, but that is so boring. You could swipe or chip nowadays. There are apps as well. And then, at some point in the perhaps not too distant future, just waving your hand in front of a reader because you've gotten a chip implanted in your hand. Charlie Warzel did that, a tiny grain of rice-sized chip in that fleshy bit right between his index finger and his thumb, and he wrote about it for BuzzFeed. Charlie, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
How did this project start? Were you looking to get this chip in your hand, or was there something else going on?
I wasn't at all. So this project initially started as a look at the future of money. And as money goes digital, and we start using our phones to pay for things, I wanted to know not only where we are, but where we're going, and you know how much hype is actually real, and how much is is nothing more than the classic Silicon Valley hype.
And it turns out there's a lot of hype because one of the things you say early on in this article is the piecemeal fragmentation is your word of being able to pay with something other than cash, right? Between the apps you got to download and the things you got to figure out, it's just not easy.
Yeah, exactly. And it really – what I think of it as sort of there's a bit of a gold rush going on with this. And what it really is for more than anything else is to get your data. That's why you have Starbucks coming out with its own way to help you pay for things. And you have Walmart Pay, all these different entities because they want to understand your purchasing behavior and capture a lot of that information.
Let's get back to the chip because that's the sort of the hook for this story.
Sure.
You wind up going to Sweden where they have where they're light years ahead of us in peer-to-peer stuff. And you wind up getting a chip put in your hand, man. What?
Yeah. So I didn't really expect to do it. But when I sort of looked into some of the innovation sectors over in Sweden, and there's a group of biohackers that are working to kind of test the future of implants and this RFID technology, which is the same thing that's in our phones that allows us to do Apple Pay and Samsung Pay, all those things. And I kind of figured that, for this experiment, this would be the absolute furthest reach of what could be possible. So I found a biohacker who was really kind of nonchalant about wanting to or allowing me to be microchipped.
Once you got this chip in you, it was not as simple as swiping your hand next to an Apple Pay kiosk thing, right?
Right. So this chip is really it's more of like an experiment, a placeholder for a future that I think someday we could possibly see. And so I when I got the chip, I had to get it programmed. So I started sending out feelers to different people and finally found an engineer who at the time was at Venmo. He's since moved on to more entrepreneurial projects. But he helped me sort of take Venmo's unique code, place it onto my chip. And then we kind of set up a system at a restaurant where I could actually use it to pay.
In an extremely jury-rigged fashion, we should say. I mean, it took some doing.
Absolutely. This is not something that normal people can really go out and do yet, and probably for a long time.
Have you gone back to cash since you got back from Sweden?
The first thing that I did when my month-long experiment ended was go to the ATM and take out just a wad of unnecessary cash, and it just felt very safe and secure to me.
And what about the chip? Is it still there?
The chip is there.
Do you beep going through security and stuff?
No. I'm a little worried about going to get an MRI. That's the only thing. But other than that, it's kind of a fun party trick, I think.
Can you feel it, like if you like touched your thumb or wherever the thing is?
Sure. If I kind of make a fist with my hand, you can kind of see the outline of it. It looks like there's a kind of a grain of rice under my skin. It kind of freaks people out.
Yeah, I bet. Charlie Warzel, he writes on technology for BuzzFeed. Charlie, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me.